Well, it's been very hot this afternoon in Siouxland, and forecasters say it will be even warmer tomorrow and through the weekend. We can expect highs in the mid to upper 90s with high humidity. The National Weather Service in Des Moines told Radio Iowa that combining that kind of heat and humidity means heat indices getting into the lower 100s tomorrow and into the weekend. As of yet, no advisories, watches, or warnings have been issued in Iowa due to the heat, but that could change soon. Flooding along the lower Missouri River may get worse in days ahead because of recent rain, but officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers say the river will remain below levels hit in March when flooding caused significant damage in Iowa. The Iowa CARE Act is taking effect next week. Advocates say it will help ensure people are more prepared to care for family members when they are being discharged from a hospital. The AARP, which pushed for the law, says patients will get the opportunity to designate a family member or friend as a caregiver. A Nebraska legislative committee has resumed talks on ways to lower property taxes while preserving state aid for K-12 public schools. Members of the legislature's revenue committee met today with the goal of crafting a tax package that can win approval early in the 2020 session. Their major property tax bill stalled earlier this year. Some senators say they'd still like to see a package that lowers property taxes by eliminating sales tax exemptions, but they want it to be broadened so lawmakers aren't picking winners and losers. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.